Hi everyone, you're welcome to another episode of Storytime with Jay, and I'm happy to be here again. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody, every one of you that's taking time out every week to listen to the podcast. I do not take it for granted. I want to say a big thank you to my friends for the support, and to my old listeners, thank you. My new listeners, thank you for joining this amazing family. You couldn't have picked a better time to become one of us. Yes, us. Because everybody is on this journey with me. So I just want to say a big thank you and you're welcome. And I hope you enjoy listening to this episode. Okay? Thank you.
Are there things you do to people that they find annoying, and there are things people do to you that you just want to scatter the dada and you just want to break something on somebody's head? I'm not one for violence or any of those stuff, or I beg, but there are things that people do that really get on your nerves, and that is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. We're going to be looking at pet peeves. Okay, so before I recorded this episode, I had to go on Google and check the for the pronunciation, because I know I do a lot of there are a lot of bloopers, and I just wanted to get this one right, you know. So I decided to go and get some medication, and I got the proper pronunciation of the word. It's not like I'm not conversant with the proper pronunciation of the word, it's just I didn't want to make a mistake today, so I wanted to get it right. And I know that that's a pet peeve for most people. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that later. So, it's pet peeves, not pet peeve or pev. Okay, it's not pet pev. So, I have a funny story, right? So, initially, when I was much younger, you don't know my story, so you don't know if I'm saying the truth or not, okay? But when I was much younger, I used to think pet peeves had to do with some animals or something like that. Do not blame me. I was much younger. Okay, so I used to think, oh, see, there's pets in it now. So obviously it has to do with one animal that you have. So of course, thank God for education and learning. And I realized that, okay, pet peeves are those things that people do, you know, that you find very annoying. And we're going to be looking at a couple of pet peeves today. I'm so excited with this episode because all of us were on the table together. We're dragging ourselves. So now who go first for? Now we won't see today. So yeah, I'm going to be talking about a lot of pet peeves, you know, some I got off the internet, some are personal experiences, some are just general stuff that I think a lot of people find very annoying. So you have to keep listening to hear what I've got to say. So stay tuned. So the first pet peeve, right? It might sound weird because it's the proper thing to do, but for me, I find it very annoying when people do this thing to me. So when you come to my house and you use the restroom and you leave the toilet seat up, it upsets me. It annoys me because for me, I'm thinking, what if there's one creepy crawly in the restroom or in the toilet? If the toilet seat is down, then that way, the creepy crawly doesn't have a chance of coming out and being an unwanted tenant or housemate or flatmate in my apartment, right? So that's my own thinking. It might sound weird, but I actually hate it when people use the restroom and leave the toilet seat up. It's the right thing to do, don't get me wrong. But when you do that, for me, I don't want a dinosaur creeping out of my toilet and living in one of the rooms in the house. And I don't have an idea that something like that is in the house. So I'm like, okay, so if the toilet seat is down, I think the dinosaur is trying to come out, right? I can just quickly stab it or do something like I'm Wonder Woman, right? I know. So that for me is my first pet peeve. So I'm going to be talking about a couple. I'm not going to itemize. I'm just going to say the pet peeves that I feel like a lot of people might have in common. So that pet peeve is the one that I think is only me that has it, or except there are other people that have that as a pet peeve, then that's fine. Another thing for me is popping gum. Oh my goodness. When people are chewing gum, it upsets me. I am very annoyed because all that pa 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 that you're doing with your mouth is very upsetting. It's very annoying when you do that. If you want to pop gum, please pop it in your house. Do not do it in a public place. I have a big problem with that. So, bottom line is just get a deodorant or just take your time more in the bedroom and try not to put every other person's life at risk. So, the next thing is people who don't know when to leave. Like, you come to visit someone, I feel like you should be able to read the room. When you just come, there's this excitement. Then as you start to stay longer, there's this like downward slide in the excitement level, right? I think that way. So for me, is people that don't know when to leave your house. Like, you come to visit somebody, it's all well and good, right? But there's a period where the person that invited you now wants to be alone. At least that's what happens to me most times. I get to a point where, okay, I just want to be by myself and I don't want any other person in my space. So I'm just going to link that with also invasion of personal space. Like, if you're someone who likes your space, you don't really want a lot of people in your space, right? It's a pet peeve because people sometimes they tend to get in your face and it can be very upsetting. So that's why it's funny for me when people go into the Big Brother house and they say, I like my personal space. Like, are you joking? What personal space do you want to get in a house filled with 19 other people? Like, you're literally in front of the whole world and you're claiming like you want personal space. But anyway, as always, I tend to digress. But invasion of personal space for me is a big deal. I don't like it. I find it very annoying. Know when to leave, okay? Even me as a person, I'm still learning. Like, when I go and visit my friends, I should know when to leave their house, right? I'm not supposed to go there and now start to stay and become a pest to the extent where, you know, people tend to get a bit aggressive and stuff. They don't mean it though, but they're just like trying to let you know that maybe it's time for you to go home. And it's not like they don't love you or anything, but you yourself should know that, okay, there's time to come have fun and there's time to also go home as well. So the next thing is people trying to talk to you and looking at your breast. Like, are you joking? I hate this thing so much. Like, if you're trying to have a conversation with me, have a conversation with Justina. Don't have a conversation with my breast. Don't have a conversation with my chest. Why? You never see breasts before. What did they look when you never see before? What did they excite you? Like, you're having a conversation with me. Keep your focus, your attention should be on my, like, on my face. Look in my eyes. Some people are so rude. Like, they are talking, they're talking to you next thing. They're looking at your cleavage. And I'm like, what did you forget there? Did you leave your handbag there? Your boxers. Why are you looking at my breasts like that? Like, I find it very upsetting. So it's a pet peeve for me. I'm sure a lot of big-breasted ladies like myself would find it very annoying because I want you to have a conversation with me and not my breasts. Because one, they can't talk in that sense. So really, why are you trying to have a conversation with my chest when you won't even get a response? Foul-minded people, don't even think about anything. Don't say anything, okay, with what I just said. But basically, I find it very annoying when people don't know how to behave around big-breasted women, okay? It's breast. You've never seen it before in your life. Why are you acting like a tata? Like, why are you behaving like that? Okay, so for me, that's a pet peeve. Something else I do not like is when people, this one, I take it very personal. Like, when people tell me, Justina, in 2020, people are telling me that, do you know that wrestling is fake? And when people tell me this thing, I want to fight. I want to legit fight because I'm like, are you serious? How are you telling me? Even if it's in 1982, okay, maybe then. I wasn't born then, but I'm just saying, like, if you told me then, because when I started watching wrestling in the beginning, when I was still young, I know you people are probably like, but you said before that when you were younger, you thought pet peeves was, yes, I will stick with when I was younger for all the things that I will say today on this episode that I shouldn't have thought about at that time. So when I was much younger, right, we all used to sit down in the living room. My grandmother, she had a special chair and we all used to sit down and watch wrestling with her. So my grandmother, when they are like, beating somebody or Kogan and all those people, my grandmother used to shout. She used to shout and she was visibly upset. So I used to think back then that wrestling was like a serious, like it was real. I didn't really understand the concept of sports entertainment. Okay, this is like early on in my life, right? Then as time started to go on, yeah, I knew that, okay, this was sports entertainment. They're entertaining you. So why would somebody, okay, forget that it's 2020, but why are you telling me? Why do you think it's okay for you to tell me that, Justina, do you know that wrestling is fake? And so what? See, now you just brought my Ghanaian, my angry Ghanaian side. And so what? And I'm not even Ghanaian in the first place. But and so what? If it's fake, and so what? I like to be entertained. Don't we watch movies? You know they watch film. Why are you telling me? I know I sound a bit upset and I sound like I want to break something on somebody's head. But trust me, I'm not going to do that. But please, stop telling people. I find it very annoying. And I know a lot of sport fans wrestling fans find it very upsetting. When you tell them that, do you know that wrestling is fake? I find it insulting because for me, wrestling is very personal. It's a very personal sport for me. I really like wrestling a lot. I grew up watching wrestling. So do not come and tell me that, do I know that wrestling is fake? If you tell me that thing again, I'm not going to do anything. But if you tell me that wrestling is fake, you won't like what's going to happen to you. Because I take it very personally. Like, when people try to come up to educate me on the fact that you're watching a fake sport, they don't even say, do you know that wrestling is fake? Or do you know that... Some people will just come in your face and be like, do you know it's a fake sport? Or they try... The one that upsets me that happened recently is somebody tried to laugh in my face. Not literally laugh in my face, but on social media because I like wrestling. And that really got me upset because I know how wrestling has helped me over the years, especially like when something happened in my life that was very sad. But that's not why we are here today, right? Do not tell me. Last warning, last warning, do not, and I repeat, do not tell me ever again that wrestling is fake, because I know that it's sports entertainment and I enjoy the way they entertain me. So please, paddle your own canoe. Okay, so I almost forgot to mention this pet peeve. For me, it's a big deal. For another person, it might not be a big deal. So I don't like it when you raise people's hopes high, right? I'll give you an instance. So there's this particular actor, Nigerian actor that I like so much. When I say like, it's nothing romantic or I beg, okay. So I just admire their work. So this guy acted as Nnamdi in Living in Bondage. I'm sure my friends, they're not even surprised because I'm always liking people all the time. So I've tweeted about it several times. I've put it on, I've changed my profile name, my profile, profile, Justina. I've changed my profile name to his real name a couple of times. So there was this day I tweeted that, okay, I wish I could even meet him. Now, when I want to meet people, it's not to be a fanatic or something. It's just, appreciate your work, take a picture, and I go and I tell you how much I love your work. So this particular person replied my tweet and said, oh, I know him. For me, my hopes had gone up, like, okay, finally somebody I relate to it knows this guy, so maybe there's a chance that I could meet him and take a picture and admire him, tell him how much I love his work, right? So I'm like, okay, run this thing now. Until today, this person hasn't even replied me. And I see this individual tweeting on the timeline. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not feeling entitled to this information, right? It might sound like I'm feeling entitled, but I'm just saying that if you know that you're not going to help somebody, I'd rather you not just even suggest it and raise my hopes high. Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm cool with this person, so this person is going to make it work. I don't know why there's a delay or whatever. I'm not even thinking about it as a delay, right? I'm just thinking about, okay, this person just whined me and that ship has sailed, okay? So I'm just going to end it with food where you know say person, you know go give person chomp, right? No go give person chomp. No dangolam in front of the person face. And I said what I said. So that's about it. So, what if I was not stating a pet peeve and I was just using style to shoot my shots? Well, you guys will never know, Sha. But if by any chance you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows the guy that acted Nnamdi in Living in Bondage, do, like, just be nice, okay? And just, you know now, you know how this thing goes, right? Just tell him that there's somebody out there that admires his work. Okay, and who knows what's gonna happen. So this is me like speaking things into existence. Like, I want to meet this person. who knows, maybe he'll listen to my podcast one day and he would hear my profession of love. Really? Love? Justina, stop pulling. But really, okay? If you know somebody that knows him, tell him he has somebody that admires his work. So, my voice might have been a bit raised, right? High-pitched and everything when I was talking about wrestling. Yes, I get very passionate like that when I'm talking about things that I really like. So, moving on. I'm not angry or anything, but moving on. People that go to places late. I am on this table. Like I said in the beginning, I'm going to be dragging people and dragging myself as well. So, when I started walking where I am right now, I used to be like number one late comer. Hey, Jesus. Like, I was legit scared that maybe they'll just sack me because my own lateness was epic. So, I started to get better at keeping to time. I'm very good with keeping to time right now. I'm always trying to be early to church, trying to be early to work. So, for some people, they find it very annoying when you don't keep to time. So, I'm like, keeping to time is like a big deal for me right now. Like, if I find out that I'm running late, I start to panic. I'm always scared because I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to be late. I don't want you to be upset or anything. So, and I just like to get to a place early, sit down, settle down, no sweating, no like being hyperactive or anything because you're late. Okay. When you go to places early, it gives you time to just chill, relax, and just settle in. So people, late comers, like is a pet peeve for a lot of people apparently. So we're speaking for next day. Wow. Okay, so next one is talking during a movie. For me, I will take anybody talking during a movie right now because we have been at home since March. There's a cinema that they just opened on very close to where I live right now. And me, I'm here wishing I could even go and see a movie. I want to eat popcorn inside the movie hall. Like, I just miss the whole idea of going to see a movie. Now, for a lot of people, talking during a movie is a huge pet peeve. I'm sure we can all agree with this, right? So here's this. Just picture this kind of scenario, right? You go to see a movie with someone. And you're trying to, like, enjoy the movie. Yeah? We've all been through this before. And there's somebody that has been there. That has watched the movie before. You now came with somebody to just see the movie, like to do revision class now based on you've seen the movie before, you want to see it again, it's so awesome and everything. Then you now start to narrate the movie. As per we that were watching, we don't need the suspense, right? Then you're speaking in such a loud voice, we can hear. So now they are going to kill the man in the next scene. Before the next scene comes, this man is still looking dapper and looking nice. We already know that this man is going to die. Why? Because somebody just couldn't keep their mouth closed. So for me and a lot of people, I know that this is a huge pet peeve because why are you talking during a movie? Another thing is, why are you answering phone? Like, you can answer your phone, right? You can answer your phone call or whatever, but please, can you take it outside, right? When I see people calling me, except it's somebody very important to me, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pick your call because I don't, what do you want to tell me that cannot wait? You can send a text. I'm guilty of that, like trying to send a message, but I dim the light on my phone because I know it's not fair that somebody sits now next to you, right? And you're busy pressing your phone and then the light from your phone is being reflected on their face. I think it's very unfair. So a funny story, a friend of mine had, she invited for some reason, she had a date with a guy and we all went to see this movie together and and this guy legit was just going through pictures on her phone. And I couldn't just understand why you would come and see a movie with a very fine babe and you're going through pictures on her phone. Like, is it that you've seen this movie before? Even if you've seen the movie before, can't you just be a gentleman, watch the movie with the babe and not like literally be going through her gallery? Like, is this how you're trying to get to know the person? Why are you going through someone's gallery in the movie? Why are you doing that? So for me, talking, checking your phone, going through pictures, basically anything that makes that light from your phone reflect into my face, I find it very annoying. Okay, so lastly, on everything that has to do with a cinema or movie hall, is when I'm watching a movie and you're trying to pass. I can't fight because of this thing. I can't fight because I'm wondering, you could not pass things. Like during advert, you could not pass. Then you'll not be passing, you'll not be moving small, like one snail in one corner. Like, I'm sorry, I'm getting like this because these things upset me. I try my best not to stand up when a movie is going on, except I'm pressed. And I make it real quick. I'm not going to be like, sorry. No, none of that, please. Stop doing these things, people. Stop doing these things. You guys are making me raise my voice. Stop doing it. Something else I don't like is when people are talking to you and they try to get in your face. Oh my goodness. And there's corona outside, so people are really chilled on like being in your face. Okay, so when you're talking to somebody and you notice that this person is moving back, like, or moving like an earthworm that they sprinkle salt on, maybe you should take a few steps back and still continue having that conversation. So a lot of people don't like it when you get in their face when you're trying to talk. They don't like it. Okay, so please stop doing it so that people will not run away. They will not run away from you. Another pet peeve, okay, that I have, I know a lot of people have this one too, because I said we're all on this table together, is people that forget your birthday. Oh Lord, I find it very annoying, because for me, birthdays are very important and they're big. I've forgotten a couple of people's birthdays. I'm not saying I'm innocent in all of this, but people that forget your birthday and don't act like they did something wrong, because for me, is you are doing something wrong. You are fighting. We are fighting at that point. Like, how do you forget my birthday? Okay? But I'm not going to make this about me. Okay? For a lot of people, people like birthdays. We're all going through stuff, right? We know that, okay, we all have challenges. We're going through a lot of things. But please now, try to send a birthday message. Don't be like, oh, I forgot, and I don't care about it. Okay? For a lot of people, that's like a deal breaker, because why are you forgetting my birthday? That's like my birthday. But like I said, this is not about me. It's just me stating what a lot of people do not like. So, what else? Let's see. So I have this pet peeve, right? That is particular to me. I don't know about other people. That's why I paused a bit, because I wasn't sure if a lot of people, you know, they're into, it's something that they consider as a pet peeve. A lot of people overlook it. It was a friend that pointed this out to me. Okay, so the tendency to want to look down on people, a lot of people find it very annoying. Okay, it's not something I'm proud of. It's something that I'm working on, and this is me being vulnerable and speaking my truth. So I feel like I've lost out on a lot of good relationships because I look down on people. Okay, and a lot of people find this trait very annoying, because who are you? Hey, who? I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. Who are you to judge anybody based on what they look like? Okay, so, and all the people I look down on, they're actually very awesome people and they're good guys. So I guess that's what you call my loss, right? So shortly, I will be talking about some pet peeves that I have for parents, because of course I'm an educator and there's no way that I would do this episode without talking about some of the pet peeves that I feel that I find annoying that parents do. Like I said, nobody's off this table. Everybody, we're gonna shake everybody on the table today. So yeah. Okay, so I said this, that looking down on people is a pet peeve for me, and I also do it so that there's not much of a confusion or anything. There's not much confusion going on. I do it. I'm not proud of it, and my friends find it annoying. So it's a pet peeve for them because I do it and I complain that, oh, I wish I wasn't like this, but then I'm not making any changes, but I still do it. But now I'm trying to be a better person. And me, myself, I don't like when people look down on me or on other people. So you see, it's confusion everywhere. I don't know, for some reason, I just had to sing. So there's one more thing. I was going to say this, but I think I forgot. But now I remember, so I'm going to say it before I go into parenting pet peeves that I have. So people that see you and say, ah, you are fat, oh, and like, and so, na fat, I don't kill person. Like, what are you on about? I find it very annoying when people see you and the first thing they comment on is your weight. Why? What's your business? Mind it, I beg. Everybody did their day. I'm not angry today. I'm just saying, maybe it's the topic I picked, but there's a lot of things that people do that I find very annoying. So that's that. So to my parenting pet peeves, I'm not a parent, right? But I've worked in education or the education system for a while. I'm an educator. I think that's another thing for that. Now I started talking like one crayfish. Anyways, so I've been teaching for 5 years plus. So I've had a bit of interaction. So I have an idea of what I'm talking about. So it's not just something out of thin air or any of that stuff. So the first thing for me is parents that use fear or stressing their children like as a form of discipline. Why? Who fear help? It might help some people, but trust me, there might be a bit of resentment later on. But I feel like you can talk to your child, right? If your child is your friend, you can talk to the child and just let them understand that, okay, the way you're running this thing, not be so that they run amok. Like, you need to do better. Or just try and talk to them, really. That threat, they'll just behave. They'll conform for that period. The minute you're out of there, they will still do the same thing. What's the worst that will happen? Daddy will threaten me. Mommy will threaten me. So really, it's not really working like that. Another thing for me is parents that allow their children to watch horror movies or R-rated movies is R-rated for a reason. R-rated. Okay? Let them watch whatever station they want to watch. When I say whatever station, children-friendly stations, right? Don't go and quote me and say, okay, yes, I said what I said. But no, like, they should watch children-friendly movies. Don't watch a movie and the next day the child comes to school and the child is telling their friends and those ones are scared out of their mind. And then the parent comes the next day. Why is this person telling my child this story? Hello? It's the child's friend that was telling the child tales, right? So you have to start explaining to this child that, okay, no, it's not like that, because they're scared shitless. So I don't think you should allow your children to watch all those kind of movies, okay? Another thing for me is parents that use inappropriate language in front of their kids. Why is that happening? Why are you using the F word in front of your children? Like, instead of saying F you or something, you can just say fudge. At least that's what I do, because sometimes I don't say in front of the children, or don't get me twisted, I try my best not to curse in front of kids, regardless of if they're children that I'm teaching or children that I just happen to be where I am at that point in time, because kids learn fast too. I mean, I don't want a child to go and use a curse word and now ask the child, where did you hear it? Children don't know how to lie. I'm not an advocate for lying. I personally don't know how to lie. But I'm saying that if you use a curse word in front of your child and they say it, somebody's going to ask them, where did you hear this thing? And next thing, what child is saying is Miss Justina or Auntie Justina. I don't want that kind of smoke in my life. So me, I just like to mind my business and just behave like, because I have to behave like these kids are my kids. So I have to keep quiet and just behave myself. If I'm upset in front of a child and I feel like I'm going to curse, I just turn it into a joke. You just find me, I'm joking. But I'm mad though, I'm upset, but I'm joking. So please, stop swearing in front of your kids, okay? Do not use curse words in front of your children. It's not too nice like that, okay? So another pet peeve for me is parents that make excuses for their children's behavior. Like, why? I had to pause because that thing upsets me. It upsets me a lot, because somebody tells your child this. I'm all for supporting your child. Amen to that. Support your child, right? Don't let anybody bullshit your child in public or any of that stuff. But you could just take that as feedback. Somebody says, oh, your child was rude today. Don't say, oh, but he's not usually rude at home. Madam, Oga, we're not at home. Right? Somebody is telling you, giving you a feedback. I know that some people don't know how to pass feedback across, right? But if somebody is giving you a feedback and telling you how your child has behaved, the least you can do is just say, okay, thank you for the feedback, or I appreciate it. It can be very annoying because you don't want somebody giving you feedback on your child. That's like the love, one of the loves of your life or whatever. So you don't really want that. But when they do it, don't make excuses like, oh, she's not usually like this at home. She doesn't make noise at home. Everything is at home. Just take it and don't make excuses. Do not make excuses for your child, okay? And the last one I'm going to talk about today is overshadowing your children's like life, okay? Do not overshadow your children. It's okay. You want them to participate in ballet. You want them to be dancing. You want them to do everything, right? Jack of all trades. Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay. You want them to be the best in everything, right? Amazing. But do not overshadow your kids. Okay. We need to always remember that children are human beings as well. You can't tell them, okay, do ballet, do this, do that, right? They come home, they have chores, then they also have to do their homework, then maybe there's family time. There's so many things you're asking this individual to do, and this is a growing child. While all these things are good, it's also good to have a balance. So it's very annoying when you overshadow a child and they have so many things. At the end of the day, these children, they're human beings, and I feel like people, not just parents, right, people forget that they are human beings as well. And children have feelings, okay? Regardless of the fact that they might not be able to express themselves. But unfortunately, children we have these days, they can overexpress themselves, okay? That's the funny thing. So maybe it was during our time that we couldn't really express ourselves. So that's something I envy about the kids of this generation. The children of this generation is they can express themselves. So just allow kids to be kids, okay? Yes, there will be homework, there will be extracurricular activities. There are other things that they need to do, right, to advance or as a growing child. But the thing is, allow them to be kids. Let them have downtown time as well. Downtown. Okay, let's go. I don't know why I said that, okay? But back to being serious. They should have downtime. They should be allowed to be kids. And I'm just going to end it with, allow children to be children and remember that they all have feelings as well. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if there are other pet peeves, I know there are a lot that I couldn't cover, but if there are other pet peeves, you can actually just send in your emails letting me know. I have been begging, you guys, send me emails of stories, send me emails of anything you want me to talk about on the podcast. I'm open, not open in that sense. I'm open to all your feedbacks, okay? So just get back at me, not get back at me like do something like revenge or anything. Anyways, I kid. But just let me know, you know, hit me up with your feedbacks, your stories. Send me an email, storytimewithjay, that's jae@gmail.com. Send me your stories. I want to hear what you had to say. Send me your pet peeves. I can always talk about it in another episode. Whatever you feel like you want to hear on the podcast, you know, just feel free to let me know. You can send me a DM on Instagram, on Facebook. Just hit me up and let me know what you want me to say on the podcast. Not necessarily say, but just send in your stories. Especially, I want to read your stories on story time, okay? I want to know what's the funniest thing that has happened to you. What is the most embarrassing thing? Anything at all, okay? Just send in your stories. I don't need to mention your names. I'm not even going to be mentioning names, okay? Except you want me to mention your name, like it's one matchmaking program and I say, Abayomi 26 from Lagos, but I'm not going to do any of that, okay? So just send in your emails. You can send feedbacks, whatever it is. Just send me a mail, okay? Hit me up at storytimewithjae@gmail.com, and I look forward to reading what you guys have to send in. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. I remain Justina, and this is still Storytime with Jay. I wish you peace, love, and light. Have a beautiful weekend and stay safe.